Listen, I've seen him stand at the top of the stairs, Ryan Close. Dougie Padgett played a terrible shot at Northampton. And Close, he stood at the top of the stairs, steam coming out of his ears, and Dougie's walking off. And he sees Closey, he walks around the back of the pavilion, he didn't come up the steps, took his pads off, catched a cig, had a smoke for an hour, and thought he'd come back when Closey had calmed down. He terrified on him, because he knew he might have got flattened. I played at Glamorgan, used to be 2.5 hours on that big turning pitch at Swansea. All those steps you come down, yes. At the bowl. We dropped 13 catches in the morning session. It was embarrassing. Philip Sharp at slip, Raymond Dillon, all good catches, dropped them. Closey comes onto ball just before lunch. This guy hits it to deep mid-wicket, where I run in, I catch it, run about knee, and as I fall, hit me elbows, the ball bounces out. Those, yeah. I've got filth all over me. A couple of balls later, lunch, all our players run off up the steps, off for lunch, except Fred Neely, the older players. When I come in, I talk by my mum, take my shoes off, put my slippers on, have a wee, wash my hands, you know, put my blazer on. And all the time I'm doing this, a couple of minutes, he's saying that effing four-eyed so-and-so, because I wore glasses then, he's muttering and swearing about me. So I turned around as a young lad, I said, listen, if I dropped as many catches as you, you've dropped 3 this morning. Oh. He shot across the dressing room, grabbed me by here, stuck me up against the door with my feet dangling, pulled his fist back, and I closed my eyes then. Next minute, there's Fred and Illy pulling him off me. Really? And they say, go and get the lunch quick. Now that's man management.